to be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Join us this weekend for the Golden Matter Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo. Tune in as we broadcast the results live from the leaderboard this Saturday, July 3rd, from 2 to 5 p.m. That's the Golden Matter Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo, July 1st through the 3rd. Our rodeo broadcast is brought to you in part by Ashley Barrios, State Farm Agent, Golden Motors, Total Urgent Care, and Neil Small Engines.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Lots to get into. When we come back, here in hour number three, so let's get started. Welcome you to your Midway Point of View Work Week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what, the Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
Dave Janinza coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kenny Farrell, the Chester, playing tonight. Tomorrow, Coach Hans Morn. But still alive for the playoffs. We'll talk to him. You're wearing Enola Gold hat, huh?
I am.
Okay. Lots of stories going in and around the world of the Deportes here. Suns look to close it out tonight against the Clippers. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
8 o'clock tonight. Bucks losing last night. How surprising was that to you, especially with Trae Young out? I know there is very big news in that Giannis Antetokounmpo going down with a hyperextended knee. Yikes. That didn't look good at first, right?
No.
Really? And then he was trying to get in there and try to jog on.
Lou Williams, the drive, lob for Capella, makes the catch in traffic and drops it through. And then runs into Giannis. Both go tumbling down. And Giannis is grabbing toward his left knee area.
Oh, my. And he is not moving. And looks
that arena got quiet,
yes.
And it was really cool. I'm glad that Hawks fans did, you know. I mean, it didn't look good. It looked very similar to Kyler Murray, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just awesome because they could fans knew how to turn on and turn off the switch. I mean, they were counting them down at the free throw line, but you know, when right. things kind of got serious, it was like,
no, I mean,
everyone was,
there's
you know,
gamesmanship,
that,
yeah. And there's like, dude, he
no one
might have
just
blew his knee out.
You
no.
always want to beat the best people that are on the floor.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, the game, well, after that, it was close. Then he got hurt, and what was it, 12-2 run? And then it was over. 110-88 was your final there, in case you didn't notice how that got that way. There you go again. How do you
cross half court to Collins? Ball fake on the three. Takes Lopez in the lane. Floats it to the rim where Capella stops it. How about this start for the Hawks? 10-2. Timeout Milwaukee.
Well, very similar to game three.
Herter with it up high, calling for a screen. Now he's going to pass it to Collins. Just beat Tucker. Pass back out to Herter. Four to shoot. Herter into the deep right corner with one. Herter finds space from 20 and buries the deep two. Atlanta back up 11.
Oh, big time move right there to create space on Giannis.
Herter to his right against Middleton. Pass to the left Bogdanovich. Now a pass to the free throw line. Capella turns in the lane. Flips it off the glass and in. And the biggest lead of game four. Atlanta up 13. Lou Williams passes it off. Bogey. Left side three. Good, and the Atlanta Hawks have rebuilt the lead to 15.
Incredible.
Dribbling Herter near the top of the three-point line. Cuts to the left on Lopez. Lopez trying to chase him down. Now he blows by him into the lane. Herter's floater's good.
Anybody, can we find a guy like Herter anywhere?
or Bogdanovich.
Some scoring.
Please.
Be nice. would be real nice. Yeah, so look, you have this series where the two stars of each team are now injured. Malika Andrews.
What the Bucks were saying when they ruled him out was that he hyperextended his left knee. Now, I'm told he's going to undergo further imaging, further testing on that left knee tomorrow. But when Mike Budenholzer was talking to us after the game, he said that when Giannis came back into the locker room, he was in good spirits. He was talking to his teammates, trying to sort of pump them up a little bit. But we will know more about just how serious this injury is after he gets those results from that imaging. Chris Middleton said that they've been down, they've been out, they've been without players before. They're already missing Dante DiVincenzo for the season, and PJ Tucker had to step up and step in there. So it's going to be a next man up mentality, whether or not Giannis Antetokounmpo is able to go. But I'm standing probably 25 rows up from where he injured himself, and we could hear a pretty loud audible yelp when he did initially go down. So it was a scary moment for sure.
PJ, got to get him in the tube, so we wait to see what happened. In the healing process, Trae Young, he took the game off. That works for Atlanta. They come out the win. What's next in his rehab and moving forward?
Right. So he's been dealing with that deep bone bruise in his foot. He had inadvertently stepped on a referee's ankle in game three, or on his foot rather, and sprained his ankle. And then that bone bruise was revealed. So he's been undergoing treatment. But remember, this is a matter of one, mobility, and two, pain tolerance. And so I've been told that Trae Young is going to travel with the team. Nate McMillan said he's going to continue to undergo that treatment with the hopes that he can come back eventually. But it's all going to come down to just how much pain he is feeling and how well he's going to be able to move before they make a decision for game five.
All right, so you have the injury front. Mm-hmm. And then you have the, uh-oh, Kendrick Perkins front.
Oh. Who's picked to win this series? The Milwaukee Bucks. Who has the most talent? The Milwaukee Bucks. Who has the big three? The Milwaukee Bucks. Only two of those guys have shown up, and that's Chris Middleton and Giannis. Uh-oh. Drew Holiday. Where in the hell are you, okay? You are supposed to be one of the best two-way players in the game today. Right now, you're not guarding anybody because Trae Young is having it his way. I believe he dropped 40 on you in game one or whatever the case may be. He's probably averaging around 35 or 36 in the goddamn series. Where are you on the defensive side of things? Offensively, Trae Young? What are you doing? I mean, Drew Holiday, what are you doing? Trae Young is a smaller guard. Take him to the low block. We all know how gifted Trae Young is offensively, but defensively, he can't guard a park car. 2-for-11. They brought him here to be the one to get them over the hump. Drew Holiday, where are you? You are nowhere to be found right now. I'm seeing too many careless turnovers, too many missed layups. To just playing careless basketball. Man. You have to deliver. If Drew Holiday elevates his game, the Bucks win this game tonight, and they win the series in great fashion. That's why Drew Holiday, in my opinion, is the most important player in this series.
Good Lord.
What a weird way to compliment him.
I don't think he was complimenting.
No, because at the very end, I was like,
no,
hey,
I didn't hear a single Drew compliment Holiday in there. To be honest with you, no.
Well, he says Drew Holiday is the most important player in the series. So
there is one thing too that's going on right now, and I'm not of this ilk. And we did get a phone call on this, but it was a topic this morning on Get Up, and they just spoke about it on The Jump. 9 2021 All Stars are injured during the playoffs. Have been injured. And everyone now wants to throw this. Well, should there be an asterisk?
No.
Did you really win the championship? Part of winning the championship is going through it. Never thought I'd say this, but the King's scribe.
No.
Brian Windhorst.
No.
He's right.
When you win a championship, it means never saying you're sorry.
It
is so hard to win. And I know it's not hard like inventing a cancer drug or, you know, digging the Panama Canal. I understand this perspective. We're talking about sports. But in terms of the accomplishments in the game, it is the toughest thing you can possibly do. And so if you're able to hold that trophy at the end, no matter what you had to do to get it, you are champion. And you should never say sorry to anybody for it.
I know where this is from.
He's just so used to it because people always are saying LeBron, that was an
asterisk. I was going to say, this has everything to do with they want to catapult that championship last year.
That's exactly
what this is. By the way, he's got a message for Damian Lillard. Mind you, He hasn't requested a trade, has he?
He has not.
That I know that?
He has not.
He had, like, no cryptic tweets or anything?
But he did not attend Chauncey Billups' coaching.
Well, was he busy?
Interview. I don't know where he was.
Well, he might have been out of town. What if he's on vacation?
Didn't attend, though.
Really?
CJ McCollum and I forgot the other
guy. Let's say I get a big job. Let's say, like, Bristol gets me. And I have
If you're not going to tag me along, I don't know if I'm coming.
What if the graph is busy? I mean, he was on the beach last week. I'm going to get up and say he's not my friend? I wouldn't read into that. Everybody's dispersed right now. I wouldn't read into that.
I make it into the NFL.
You're Here's gonna, Wendy. No, I'm
He
busy.
Has not gotten to the point where he said, I want to be traded. And so until he says that, I don't think it's going to happen. And I think that's what, you know, Neil O'Shea is the GM of the Blazers is basically saying. Trust me, I'm working as hard as I can here, and I'm going to try to do some stuff in this offseason, and I just hired the coach that I think is going to do it. Trust me or not. And so that's where I think Dame is, and he's got a period of time here to decide which side of the line he's on.
Oh, Nilo, go away. Just you know what? Just give Damian Lillard to the Pelicans. How about that?
Oh, is that what you want to do?
All
right. So anyway, we got the game tonight. 1-point favorite, Phoenix Suns. 1-point favorite. Let me tell you something. They don't pull out tonight. Game 7 in Phoenix. Oh, a little pressure on CP.
Yes, the biggest game of his career.
All right, so we spoke about at the end of last hour, Willie Green's name surfacing a lot. There's a lot of people tweeting about it now all of a sudden, right, in the last couple of hours here. Who is Willie? We kind of told you that at the end of the hour. And I said there's an interview that surfaced in some comments in some of these reports that I played, and some things stood out to me. To maybe get you an idea as to maybe why apparently he interviewed well with Orlando and Washington already, and maybe why he's being considered to be the Pelicans' next head coach. Again, Jake Fisher saying he's a strong candidate based on relationship building. I can't stress that enough to you guys. That was the problem on Airline Drive. It wasn't Stan not knowing X's and O's or how to coach or what to coach. It was how it was being communicated. I don't know how else to put it. This is Willie Green talking about what has he learned since he started coaching in 2016?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is, the greatest coaches or the best coaches aren't necessarily the ones that talk about X's and O's, but it's doing everything from a place of love. People feel that. And if I can develop a relationship with players, coaches, front office, and I can be critical, but out of love, I think they can receive it better. It's not how well I draw up a play or how much I get on you or discipline or how great I am at, but it's how much people feel that you love them and care about them.
Here is him on his relationship with Monty Williams and what he's actually learned from him. Remember, played with him, played under him, now coaching with him.
Monty started with me early. You know, I came in as a rookie and we were together. We played together with the Sixers. And he was really tough on me as a rookie starting off. And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, why is this guy always on me about being on time and tuck my shirt in and this? And as I got to know him, I knew he was coming from a place of love. And then years later, I had an opportunity to play for him as a head coach in New Orleans. And the same thing, you know, he was even better. He's just a loving man, loving family. And, whatever he does, he's always coming from a place of love. And then I had the blessing of working for Steve Kerr, and he's very similar. He can get on guys, but it's all coming from a good place. And I think, you know, those type of people make great coaches.
Interesting. Short amount of time, but two people that I guess you, Jordan, learn how to deal with egos, learn how to deal with relationships as well. Two different teams in two different places, right? When he was with the Warriors and joined them, they won back-to-back championships. So that's dealing with egos and expectations, right? Target on your back, things of that nature. Now, again, he's already, or you have at least three or four guys on that team that are self-motivated. And know that it's ready and it's time for them to win a championship. Phoenix, it's interesting because he's part of the turnaround. I just know where else to put it. I mean, they're a team that hadn't been in the playoffs. They've been below the Hornets and Pelicans for a while. And they were one win away from the NBA Finals. And he's also seen the growth of Devin Booker. Young buck up and coming, I can score. DeAndre Ayton, same thing. Rachel Nichols spoke about it in this series. Monty Williams had to sit him down and be like, hey, you can get a paycheck. Or do you want to get a bigger paycheck? It's how you work. That's maybe something you can bring along. Final bite. The trust that Monty Williams has given him.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm still learning. And, you know, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't know everything. And I think Monty has faith that he knows I'll figure it out eventually. But it's so much to learn, and there's so many guys in this league that's really at a high level. And I'm just taking little nuggets from everyone and trying to continue to establish who I am and what I want to be in the future as a coach. But it feels good to know that you're coming in with somebody that believes in you.
I kind of like that as we go to break, and I get it. You know, maybe you want somebody with experience, but you know what? I like a guy that's hungry. I like a guy that's looking at other coaches and what works for them. I like a guy, more importantly, that probably already doesn't have a preconceived notion of the roster he's about to coach. And he's actually coming into it with how they coached against them. As I mentioned, you have Fred Vinson. He's your shot doctor. Teresa Witherspoon is a assistant that the players respect. Get him a former NBA head coach that's his associate head coach. And I think you can hire Willie Green. And you let Willie Green be Willie Green. Relationship build, be hungry, try to figure it out along the way with a lot of the other guys. But you know what? You're doing it together. We're on board together. And you let the other assistants do what they do best. I kind of like that, as opposed to getting either a retread or a guy that, this is my way, this is how we're doing it, this is how we're going to do it. It didn't work. Right? See what Kenny Farrell's up to. He's got a game tonight. See if he'll answer his phone. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh yeah, where else can you go and you just feel like this is the place I need to buy my new vehicle? Golden Motors, your Chevy, Buick, and nearly new pre-owned and any maker model dealership. For 65 plus years, we've been serving Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parish. We want you to be satisfied, and that's why process priority is our slogan. Golden Motors is like no other dealership. We take pride in doing everything we can to help our customers. Definitely worth the drive down to Golden Motors. Visit us 24 hours a day at goldenmotors.com or call us at 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Houma and Thibodeau, or online at SouthernTrailerWorks.com.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Told you, got a game tonight. Still be looking for head coach, Kenny Farrell.
Coach, where are you?
Coach coming one. No, I'm kidding. So one thing that we will hear and talk about here as they take on first place Armada tonight over in Jacksonville. So hopefully we'll try to get a hold of him today. One of the things that I'm interested in, Jordan, is, again, 800-998-1003, is, as we watch the Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball car commercial here. What car is it, by the way, they're trying to pimp here for Black Widow? I'm sorry. It's not a car commercial. It's a Black Widow commercial. Oh, okay. I got you. Thought they were trying to tell me to drive Kias or something.
No, they were buying LeBron. Not LeBron.
Was that LeBron trying to tell me?
I meant Lambos.
I'm not ripping the Kia. Let my in-laws have a Telluride. They love that. I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
You know Shaq can't fit in that Kia.
No. I'm just saying. LeBoo's not flying in that. I'm not. It's not driving.
Do you remember when Shaq used to do those Kia commercials?
Mm-hmm.
You think they customized the Kia for him to fit?
I honestly don't know how you would fit in a car, to be honest with you.
Yeah, unless it was like a Hummer or something.
Yeah. Hummer, it's been a while. You like that new one, the EV one that's all electric?
What I really like is the new Bronco.
Dude, the Bronco's small.
No, the Bronco Sport is small.
Okay, all right. Coach Kenny Farrell, we finally found you. I know it's a game day, Coach. You're the one that said, give me a call here today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm in Jacksonville. It's late tonight.
Yes, I know. 6 o'clock, you take on first place Armada. You'd be in first place, Coach, if you just get one more goal. One more goal. A couple of draws here as of late.
Yeah.
We talked last time you were here in studio about drawing. It's better than a loss. But has it been maybe one of those seasons where, again, you've had opportunities to come away with victories, or are you happy with where your team is right now?
Yeah, I'm happy where we are. I mean, I think that we're going to have we've got four games coming up in the next, I think it is 9 days, and I think we'll do well over the next period. The draws are a little disappointing because I felt that most of them we could have won. They weren't like draws that I felt we were hanging on to get a point out of a game. I felt we were in good position to go forward and win them, but we've had missed opportunities. Our finishing hasn't been as good as it should be. The chances created in games have been there, but we just haven't executed as much as I'd like to. But it has been getting better game by game. So we do have a tough one tonight against Jacksonville, who is obviously the cream of the league. They're over the top, and they've only lost one game all season. So hopefully they'll have their second defeat tonight.
What makes them such a tough team?
Well organized and good players, well coached, well managed. And the players are familiar with each other. The squad has been together for a long time. As you know, we weren't around for 2 years. So, you know, we've had a new group coming back together and trying to figure each other out and, you know, put in your patterns of play and you put in your systems. They're still trying to execute them. So as the season's been going on, we've been getting stronger and stronger. This particular thing is very familiar with each other from the past. And they got off to a very quick start and they maintained it.
Speaking of head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Gestures, taking on the Jacksonville Armada tonight over at 6 o'clock. Coach, you're in fourth with four games remaining on the schedule. So the dreaded phrase, must win, right?
Oh, yeah. Must win, yeah. We've got two at home next week and we've got two on the road this week. So we're looking for a good week. I'd like at least three wins out of it if possible. And that should put us in a position to be in the playoff situation 3 weeks from now.
What do you think that is something you'd like to see from your team over the next four games here?
Basically, just finishing our chances. I mean, we're becoming very solid defensively. When we've got the right players on the pitch and no one's injured, we've got very strong. And we counterattack very well. We're very dynamic going into the final third with, you know, creative players, powerful players. But it's really down to missed chances. It's the only thing I think we really need to be better at. The ratio is not good enough. You know, we might create 6-7 very good chances in a game and we're executing one, maybe two, and it should be higher than that. You know, so that's really the crux of our, of why we're sitting, like, you know, in third, fourth place right now is because of that. And that's why we've had so many draws. But I think that's been steadily getting better. And I'm expecting a good week ahead of us. But if I was to say anything, it's really just executing on chances created.
It's all how you look at things, almost, Coach. Go ahead.
Look, it's almost like you keep throwing the ball in the end zone and you keep dropping it in football. You know, can you just hold on to it? That's really what it feels like. That's the feeling I have, you know.
No, I hear you.
But I'm not complaining about the quality of play. I'm not. The commitment of the players is great, and the mood in the team is great. They know how good they've been at times. And everybody knows that we have the same issue. We just haven't put the ball in the back of the net enough.
It's all how you look at it, I was going to say, because I mean, you can say as well, while you've had some draws, you're unbeaten in the last six matches. So you've gotten wins and draws. So it's all how you look at it.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, Coach, we want you to get a win tonight. We wish you well, obviously. And look, you got, what, three spots left. There's a bunch of teams, as many as five, that are trying to get those three spots. So a W would come a long way. Before I let you go, though, so you can go get ready for your match tonight at 6 in Jacksonville, your thoughts on an incredible round of 16. The games Monday and Tuesday were insane. The games this weekend should be fun. But what stood out to you? Obviously, England, you know, getting a win there. It's got to be fun for you. The Spain match, the France match. Which one stood out to you the most?
Oh, I think France going out is one of the you know, the biggest shocks for me. I don't know that they've been performing at the level they can perform at, like, throughout the tournament. But when you look at the group of players they have, and not to be advancing past the last 16 is extremely disappointing. But what a great game. And the thing about soccer is, on any given day, you know, teams that are performing well and overachieving, which is what I always talk to you about, is you can get it done, you know. So England, it'd be nice to see them move on and go into a semi-final or a final. I mean, they've got some great players. We watch a lot of their players in the English Premier League every week, and you cheer on for them. And I'd like to see them have some success. You know, but all I'm looking for going forward in the Euros is the same amount of commitment and excitement and skill. The skill level has been incredible, and the quality of play from some of the teams has been phenomenal. So very exciting to watch. But I think I'm going to be rooting for England on this one.
Well, tell you what, one of the things that I am looking forward to as well is we're only, I think, a week or two away from the Gold Cup, and that's when the U.S. will get back
that's
into
right.
A nice performance there is going to be better. Obviously, it's a disappointment. We're not going to see them in Tokyo in the Olympics, but it is what it is. I think a good performance. I mean, we'll touch on it then, Coach, but anything less than a finals appearance would be disappointing, right?
Yeah, because it's on our home turf. You know, they need to get to the final of this one, and they need to reclaim their status in the North American continent and, you know, in CONCACAF. And it should be Mexico and USA always at the top. And, you know, they beat Mexico in the last game. That they played them in the Nations League, and hopefully they can get to that position again. I think they've been moving in the right direction. 2 years of trying to figure out how they play it, you know, with the new coach. Again, we've spoken about this on the show over the years, and it's starting to come. As we said the last time, there's a new platform now. Now we move on again. Can we do well in the Gold Cup and show, you know, that we are better than most of the teams in the CONCACAF region, and then start preparing for the World Cup so that we can be competitive there and that we can go a long way in the World Cup. So it's very important that they do produce and they do show their dominance of this region, and they stay in line with Mexico at that level.
U.S., Canada, Martinique in Group B, Mexico, El Salvador, Caraco in Group A, Group C, Costa Rica, Jamaica, Suriname. Jeez, where's that? I'm terrible when it comes to geography and that. Honduras, Panama, Grenada. What are you laughing at? Like, you know where Suriname is or Suriname. Do you know?
Well, it starts with the nest. Maybe South
Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
Africa. Coach, where is that, by the way, in Group C? Can you coach hang up?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay. Somewhere in the Caribbean. Well, that's great. I think exactly. The U.S. should be in the final. That's all what we've learned from that.
How you spell it?
Suriname. There we go. As Jordan looks it up in maps. Suriname.
South America, like I said.
South America. There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
It's Suriname. It's like.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
South America. I said South Africa.
Well, for the people out of there, I meant no disrespect. I just had no idea where you were. Kenny. Good luck tonight, sir. We will talk again next week.
All right. Take care. Cheers. Thank you.
Yep. Coming up, Jester is taking on Jacksonville, first place Armada. You think they get the win? Come on. I think maybe Kenny needs to get, like, thrown out or something. What do you think? A little red card for Coach
Kenny,
Farrell?
Yeah. Kenny, I want to see Kenny get thrown out.
I meant to ask him, when's the last time he got a red card? But does that keep you from the next match, though? Can't have that, right?
That.
Can he get a yellow? I'm very not familiar with the process of that. Hey, Jordan, did you see your last text from your dad? In our group text? You're going to get to clean my redfish. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Mr.
Dean
is rewarding me with a nice redfish that I can put on a pellet grill, and he's waiting for you to show up to clean it. Just for me.
Over my dead body.
Thank you so much. Cajun Ninja.
I ain't touching a fish.
Maybe you can provide some
Not touching the fish that I haven't caught.
Yep, that's right. He's up next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Drive-by birthday parties. Virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. RumbleOn.com will buy them all. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Free pickup anywhere. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way. It's like a Harden or a Westbrook.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
It is. On Wednesdays, we like to talk to the man himself. No longer a myth, but a legend. The Cajun Ninja. Sir, how are you today?
Man, I'm good, Gus. I'm in the New Orleans airport right now.
Oh.
Having me a little cocktail with my lovely bride here. Headed to Vegas, my dude.
Vegas. Oh, go to Vegas. That's right.
Go see Raphael.
Anniversary trip, right? Is that what that was?
Oh, no, she's turning the big 4-0.
Oh, that's right, 4-0. That's right.
Got to announce that on the radio, man.
Absolutely.
Women love when you let people know they're turning
4-0. Yeah, dude, let me tell you something. Mine's been going bananas. Hers is August 4th when she turns 40. And I'm like, I'm 45. I feel like my 40s have been just fine. You know, I'm good. I'm like, no reason to be upset about it. So, but yeah, my day is coming in terms of trying to make, you know, that day good. Yeah, I normally start off the back and forth, but
no,
apparently today Jordan's dad decided he was going to go fishing, and it upset Jordan because Jordan's not along fishing because he's actually here in front of me working. Mr. Dean, Jordan's dad, caught a couple of redfish. Caught a couple of redfish, and now Jordan is.
He's telling me that I have to clean them, even though I was the one not even. Yep. Catching the fish.
So now you're hungry.
And now I'm hungry, and I'm wondering what kind of dish I can make with a redfish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, first of all, you might as well clean them. You don't even cut the man's grass. So.
Exactly. Oh, there it is.
You
there it
I
is.
Saw. What are you talking about?
Look, I just got to call it like I see it, Jordan. Hey, I'll say, look, don't put bacon on your hamburger. That's not your thing. But if you don't cut your dad's grass and he wants you to clean fish, you better clean them damn fish, all right?
That's exactly
now,
right.
With that being said, you can make a good redfish couvillon. All right? Ooh. I already got a nice video for some catfish couvillon. Follow the same process, season them fish accordingly, and you kind of make what I like to call like a tomato-based etouffee. You know, throw them fish down there, let them so slow cook in there, get real soft, serve it over a bed of rice. Money.
I'm going to have to look that video up.
Yeah, that just made me hungry.
Might be doing that tonight or tomorrow night.
That was really good. That is really good. You know, one of the things that I love about redfish, too, and I guess just in general, does it depend when it comes to you in terms of, like, length of cooking? Because some fish, obviously, you know, you have the sushi, which is a lot, not as much, or smoked salmon or things of that nature. But, you know, we fry catfish and things of that nature. But, like, when it comes to redfish, it's not a fish that you bake that long, is it? I mean, or you grill that long. It's just kind of get that flavor in, warm it up there, give it a little color, and eat it.
Yeah, you know, that's the crazy thing about a lot of, you know, food from the sea, right? You really don't have to cook it very long, and the flavors are already kind of naturally there. But, you know, for the couvillon, I do actually let it slow cook for a while in there. But I drop it in raw. And I have it at a simmering heat when it's raw, so that way I can let it, like, really soak in the flavor of what's in the couvillon, you know. So when you bite into the fish, it's kind of soaked up that flavor, but it's also been seasoned. I mean, it's a really good dish. I think it's very unique to our culture. You know, people love it down here.
I love it. One of the things, Cajun Ninja, that I was looking at when it comes to redfish, too, I mean, you do the redfish. What's a good pairing? What's a good pairing with your dish? Or just certain fish as well? Do you find, I know we've touched on it, I think, before, you know, you can do like the fried stuff like hush puppies, french fries, or things of that nature. Is there a dish that you kind of tend to like when you get something fresh from the sea?
Oh, man, it's really hard to say, right? It kind of depends on what you're doing, you know, especially like fried fish. I mean, fried fish, you could kind of go any route you wanted to go with that. You can go with your french fries, you can go with your onion strings, you could even do like a potato salad. Or you could even make an etouffee and slap your fried fish on top of the etouffee. You know, there's so many things you can do. With something like a couvillon, man, I don't really necessarily need a pairing. I like True. It just the way it is over a bed of rice. Just fill me up a nice solid plate of that, and I'm good to go.
Now, it did also say, are you the ultimate seafood lasagna? Could redfish go into your ultimate seafood lasagna? Dude, that thing is like 5 inches
I'm
thick,
so
man.
Hungry.
Your spatula bends when you're picking up that square.
Yeah, look, Gus, I done told you already. We don't make good food that is good for you. We make food that is good to you, okay? Yeah, the seafood lasagna is amazing. You know, it's a blend of crab meat, shrimp, crawfish. You got a nice cream sauce to layer everything out. You know, pasta's cooked great. Several different types of cheeses. You know, it's one that leaves you satisfied, you know, like the young kids like to say.
I'm thinking I'd like to try that when we go do the show from your house.
Yeah, I mean, Gus and I have already talked about it.
You invited yourself. Now I'm just going to ask him what we're going to cook. I mean, well, I'm suggesting what we cook now.
I think we have a date lined up. We'll text
you. Yeah, we're going to text you. We have an idea. We have an idea.
Look,
for sure. Sir.
I am pumped for this, man. Y'all talk enough about it. Let's make something happen.
No, it's going to happen. I'm 100%. And then I see the, you know, another video of the, you know, the dessert dish, the bread pudding with rum sauce, which is just absolutely delicious. So, look, again, if you want to check out all those videos, go over there on the Facebook page. You got the seasoning. You got all of that. But, dude, you got more important things to do. So I'm going to let you go a little bit earlier with one more question. You asked what suggestions are out there to people since you posted that you were going to Vegas. Any interesting suggestions have come your way? Have any interesting suggestions come your way?
Yeah, I say this. There was one interesting suggestion about the Thunder from Down Under, and I got to tell you, I love Australia. I love Australia. So, you know, yeah, I'm really excited about that one. Asterisk on what I just said. Asterisk.
Yeah, yeah. Notice no follow-up came from me.
Nah, look, whoever said that said, your wife's going to love it, but you probably won't.
Yeah, oh,
I am down for whatever, man.
Hey, look, I will,
know,
say this.
I love a life, you know.
You look happy. I love the smiles on the both of you there at the airport. You got the hat on and everything. The season. Do you walk around with the seasoning? I mean, I hear you. Product placement is good, you know.
Look, you know, I tend to keep it on me when I'm out there delivering to all these places, so I can get a nice photo out. But it's really funny if you go look through the comments. So it's a picture of me and my wife that I posted, serving a little beverage. But somebody took the picture and took out my beverage and put a can of seasoning.
You got to follow it, buddy. I love it, man. It's good stuff. Look, man, thank you for even doing this today. I didn't realize you were heading out. So go enjoy your time. Happy early birthday to your wife, and I'll text you on a date that I think we should all go maybe get together.
Hey, look, Gus, I appreciate it. Look, to me, this, every time I get on the line with you guys, it's vacation anyway. So I appreciate that. And to everybody listening, face over fear. Pa-yah!
There he goes, the Cajun Ninja.
Yeah, and now y'all have me looking up Thunder from Down Under. And
you like that, huh? You're I'm just saying.
What?
You clicked images and you're
I
you're,
didn't
you're
know.
Scrolling. You're scrolling.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I get you tickets. You want that for your birthday? It'd be 23.
I'm not even responding.
All right, there we go. Sports Hangover continues. 800-998-1003 is the number to chime in. What? What? Why are you so embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed.
Everyone, they need to make money, too.
I'm not embarrassed.
That could be a field of work for you. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you've dropped, 60 pounds. You're all fit and trim.
No, not that fit.
In case people have no idea what we're talking about, Patrick Swayze, Chris Farley did a movie similar to this.
Oh, the Chip and Dale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a dance place.
A dance place.
It's a dance place.
A dance place.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. PG dancing, huh?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Just a dance place.
It's a dance place. You know? Wear little tuxedos for a limited time.
God.
Yeah, you know, the mayor thought of you with a little tuxedo just
No.
If there's going to be any Velcro clothing ripped off from you, I need you to be like Pelicans, you know, warm-ups and stuff right before you play 21.
You're putting an idea in my head.
No, I really don't want to be putting any ideas in your head. No.
I'm talking about the jumpsuit
for
the Pelicans.
Yes, pull off, jumpsuit.
You think I was talking about?
Warm-up suits.
Your head's in a different place.
Oh, no, it is exactly where it needs to be. Warm-up suits for you, not little Velcro tuxedo suits.
What would you do if I came walking into the studio?
The show would probably be on a pause. It would be one of those, buddy, I am about to go vomit. Oh. No. Why did you put that? No.
You put it in your own head.
No.
I'm talking about the Pelicans jumpsuit.
Uh-uh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-uh. No. You know what? Let's get back to what we're doing.
Oh, my God. Brian Ramczyk. That's right.
It's awful. I mean, seriously. Oh, come on. No. Stop it. What are you doing? Why are you dancing? This is not where I was going with this at all. At all. This is not where we're going. Oh, boy. No, there is no Velcroing in here at all. Not at all. All right, what you would be the construction worker? Are you the cop?
Oh, no, so now you're actually into it.
Well, you could be the reporter. You could be the new group.
I mean, how about the fishermen?
The fishermen. I mean, they're redoing Ghostbusters, right? New generation. It's the kids. Well, maybe there's five different type of workers and people, you know? You could be the reporter, like old style. You get like one of those top hats with a little, little card that says press in it.
And then,
and that's it. Just a pencil and a notepad. I didn't think that through.
Oh,
Sports Hangover will come back.
Break.
We'll
Get
do the final segment, buddy. Which sports, I promise.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can also order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4 blade propellers up to 40 inches, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this, Alario Brothers is now stocking rudder blades and rudder shafts so you can make your own rudder. Now carrying stainless steel plate pieces so you can make your own V-strut. A huge
huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. Call Alario Brothers to get your TEDS today. Visit Alario Brothers before the season. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Visit their website at AlarioBros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
What would you say you do here?
Sports. Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, Sports Hangover.
What are you laughing
Nothing.
At?
Nothing. Not laughing at all at anything. Not at all. No, look.
What?
No.
I'm sorry. I had some spit.
Oh.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All right, we got.
All right, top stories a little bit later in the show today. Where should we start? I think we should start here. Gus, get the music ready. It's a Saints fan rivalry. On this day,
you could have told me.
1965.
That one. Yes.
That one, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big day today. Right?
Atlanta was officially awarded an NFL franchise.
Am I
excited?
Not really.
Well, then if they were never awarded one, we would have never gotten the 28-3.
They kind of beat the brakes off the Saints for a while. They really did. You might want to go back and look at it in the early days.
For a while.
They were kind of pretty good. You know. I mean, we laugh at them now, but.
The greatest meltdown in sporting
history. That is true. That will never go away. It will always be the gift that keeps on giving. You're absolutely right.
Thank you, 1965.
Every March 28th, we will remember. Hashtag never forget. Next, what we got?
Yeah, so Dennis Schroeder, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
I want $100 to $121 million for my next contract. And I want a girlfriend, but it doesn't seem like that's happening.
Wow. Okay, you can stop. Jeez, that was a long laugh.
I
think it was that funny.
Jeez.
I've been trying to get you a girlfriend.
We're talking about Dennis Schroeder now.
So he wants 100 to 120. He turned down 80 to 84 due to math. It's between 20 and 24 for a 5-year deal. If it's a 4-year deal, it's going to be more. We only bring this up because, of course, as you know, Lonzo Ball is going to be looking for a new deal himself. And he's. Apparently his numbers are better than Schroeder. So,
yeah. Sorry.
I'm just gonna. Can I just say it? Can I just say it?
Go ahead.
Can I just say it?
Go ahead.
I'm not giving him $24 million.
No.
I'm just saying. I've already called for an entirely new backcourt on this team, him included. Good luck to you. I don't. It's nothing personal. What were one of the three principles again? And don't give me, okay, fine, he finally shot every now and then. I need consistency.
Shooting, basketball, IQ, and toughness.
Yeah, well, you know. Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Occasionally he shows those three. And again, it's just not, I'm not.
Well, occasionally the Pelican, current Pelicans players show those things. Well, occasionally.
Man, that roster needs it. Speaking of Chris Farley, the man by the river could be a motivational speaker.
Are we still on that?
No. That you're talking about the SNL skit with Patrick Swayze. I'm talking about the man down by the river.
Oh, yes.
That guy needs to come give a motivational speech, and they still wouldn't buy him, though. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know what else I'm not letting go of?
What?
Some of this is on y'all.
Y'all? Who's y'all?
Like them, the roster, the players. Ah. Bunch of give a bleep. You know, I mean, seriously.
It's everyone else's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I
get communications important, but for the love of Christmas, I mean, Stan Van Gundy isn't wrong on this. Like, don't call the show and tell me Van Gundy's wrong for literally wondering why his players won't go back on defense after missed shots.
I was buying it when we were saying about Alvin Gentry.
Come on, man.
Because there kind of had some validity to it. But now after seeing
like a
what they've done.
Back. I'm not going to go tackle. He caught the pass already. I mean, do I have to tell you to tackle him? Okay, he got past the defensive line. Am I not supposed to tackle him as a linebacker? I'm sorry. Like, some of this is on you. You've got to grow up. There's some people on this roster from the stories I've heard that have got to do some serious growing up. Or there is the airport. That-a-way. Like, I'm just being serious, man. It's ridiculous. Move on. I'm sorry I interrupted
you. All right, I need the next sound.
I interrupted your stuff.
We need some bad boys. Because they got him. Or her.
They got him?
They got her.
What do you mean they got her?
Tour de France spectator.
Oh, they got her?
Who caused crash with
yes!
sign in stage one?
Uh-huh.
Arrested.
They got her.
And then the story
what
says,
did they arrest her for?
They said the woman who allegedly. We
no,
saw the video.
There's
no allegedly.
No, we got her.
It should be the woman who held out the banner causing the crash of
was
dozens
it a banner?
Of cyclists.
I thought it was cardboard.
Yeah, it wasn't a banner either. I don't know what CNN's reporting over
well,
here.
Well, it's CNN.
anyway, we can't trust any media these days. Apparently. There's not enough evidence, and they're questioning her.
Oh, they're questioning.
So, what is there to question?
But I want
to
know, what are you being charged for?
They're questioning her. I don't know which they're charging. I don't know what they're charging her for.
Like I know, like there's rules that are read and on the back of your ticket stub. Like if I, you know, Jordan, go to say the Pels home opener or the Saints home opener against Green Bay, and I chuck a nacho, or a $15 beer at Aaron Rodgers, I am subject to arrest. Like, I do know that.
You're never getting back inside.
Right, I'm probably banned, yes.
Well, the CBS article didn't mention this, but the CNN one did.
Okay.
The woman could face up to 2 years in
prison. Oh, come on!
And a fine of 35 G's, according...
It's the Tour de France. Everyone's cheating. I mean, are we really that upset?
Everyone's up.
Everyone cheats.
Someone's got the needle.
Seriously.
They got the needle in them, huh?
Oh, yes.
Go watch the Netflix documentary, Icarus.
I am going to say a very blanket zero-proof statement.
Anyway,
that
the
is
sign,
a cheating tournament.
The sign that she was holding out read, Alez Opi Omi.
Who?
Alez Opi Omi.
Uh-huh.
In French and German, it means go grandpa, go grandma.
You know what? You actually should be arrested for that. That makes no sense. You know what?
They're still trying to figure out why.
Let me tell you what.
Why
2 years in, where is this? France? Yeah. The catacombs. Let's put her in the catacombs for 2 years. Maybe she'll come up with a better sign next time before you decide to wipe out half the field of the Tour de France.
Come on. It was probably the most. The
what
biggest,
does that even mean? Go grandpa, grandma? Or is she saying like, hello, grandpa.
The thing is, no one would have cared. Like, this is the biggest storyline. Like, no one's going to care about the winner. Like, this is the storyline.
Well, she made herself the story?
Well, I think she made the Tour de France relevant.
I mean...
She made the race relevant.
I'm going to say... I'm
Did
gonna,
you know
I'm
that
going
the Tour,
to,
the
going
Tour
to,
de France was this week?
Yes, because it's on the gym TVs.
Because it's on the gym TVs.
But here's my thing, right? No one was injured.
Exactly.
If there would have been, like, you know, some broken legs, a knee went flying into the sea, seven
would have
feet.
Some real storyline.
Yeah, absolutely. A decapitation, you know? Yes. 2 years in prison? Come on.
25 G's.
Yeah, I mean, fine or 25 Gs.
No, 35 G.
35.
That's a little obsessive.
My dad says the catacombs are not in France. I thought the catacombs are in France.
Anyway.
That's what the catacombs are, isn't it?
I thought that was Rome.
Is it Rome?
Is it?
I mean, they got something underneath Paris and stuff.
It's the catacombs.
Yeah, they got
Paris.
Catacombs. That's what I'm saying.
Historical
yeah.
place,
yeah.
Paris.
Dad, the catacombs are a European thing. It could be in many places.
Yeah, I don't think the catacombs are subjected to one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And our fathers today, huh?